Hello.
Hello, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Oh my God, I just went through the works. I kept on trying to tell you, like, I can hear your number. I can hear you. Okay.
I
You're
couldn't
good.
hear anything you were saying. All thing I heard was numbers, and I was like, okay.
Okay, ma'am. I didn't even exit out of your thing. So let's finish. And can you still hear
Okay.
me? Correct? Right?
I can hear you. I can hear you
Okay.
perfect.
Hoosah.
I know, right? I was like, oh my God, I lost her.
I'm like, I hope she don't think I'm not gonna call back, and she gonna try to call the number, and you probably wouldn't have got me. But
I did, and
okay.
I did call the number you called, but the lady told me that it was a call center that just hang up and redo it again. And I was like, well, she'll call me back. I'm gonna just wait.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. In which of the following cities have you attended college? Brooklyn, Dayton, New York, or Victorville, or none of the above?
None of the.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Calera, Decatur, Hoover, or Gadsden?
Clear.
Calera. Which of the
Clear.
following addresses have you ever been associated with? 105 Wolf Avenue, 501 West Eason Avenue, 515 Old Highway 25 West, or 8316 Brittany Place, or none?
515
Yes, ma'am.
Old Highway.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, I don't think so.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to COVID-19?
Yes.
Are you filing for a disaster unemployment assistance that has to do with a hurricane?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
What was the work you was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
And the last what?
12 months in another state.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's how
Did you
United
work
States.
in another state than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
What was the last day you worked?
Yesterday.
0127201. If you do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
How about
Man,
no?
have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Not yet. I think I have to quarantine for 14 days.
So you want to estimate a date?
February the, let's see, I don't know. Some.
Like eighth or ninth, maybe?
Today is a quarantine starting today, 1 and 7. So probably around about the, oh, I'm in the wrong thing. Okay, February. So it would be, yeah, that's right, about the 8th or 9th. That's correct. Well, that would be what, 10. So probably it'll be about the 12th,
Okay.
14. He go back in 10.
What is your job title description, ma'am?
CNA.
CNA. What is the name of the place you work at, ma'am?
It's Comfort Care Hospice.
Okay. What would your pay stub say?
I say try restore therapy.
Okay. Because you said that this is from the same place as your last file.
I know last time.
What is Brown Frank or J.R. Ito? That's something different?
I don't know. That's what I kept pulling up last time.
That's a different job?
Yeah, I work for Restore Therapy. That's the name that Paycheck sells, Restore Therapy.
Restore
Therapy is like the human resources, I guess. They handle everything.
That's the name that the check subs say, though?
Uh-huh, Restore Therapy.
What's the name of the building, though?
Comfort Care Hospital. Comfort Care.
Comfort Care. Oh, wait a second. Comfort Care. Where is this at, ma'am? Because I see something pulled up.
It's one in Pelham.
I do see the one in Pelham. Okay, so look. I did type in Comfort Care, and that Brown Frank R. Jr. Ito did pop up. And it says Comfort Care Hospice, LLC.
Yeah, that's it. I guess somebody, I've never heard of Frank Brown. When she told me that, I'm like, I don't know that name. But I'm guessing they may be the owner, the name on it. I've never heard of it, though.
Yeah. Is your thing called Comfort Care Hospice?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Do you have a phone number for them, ma'am?
Yes, 205.
205.
444-1710.
1710. And what date did you start working with them, ma'am?
Oh, I've been there since 2011, July 25th, 2011.
Okay. And last day was yesterday, 01-27-2021. And what city is this in, ma'am?
Comfort Care is in Pelham, Alabama.
Alabama. Do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay since the last day you worked?
No.
Yes, ma'am. Have you applied for a pension? Or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Or literally brush your face air versus talking to the last lake.
I really want to apologize for how the phone and stuff was just acting. I do because. Didn't want you to feel like you just was about to have to go through the whole little process again, get in touch with somebody else. Wait, you know?
I did. I'm going to have to go through. But I was like, I'm going to just wait. I'm going to give her like 15 minutes and maybe she'll call back. If not, then I proceed to try to find out to get through.
And I was trying my best the whole time to talk. And I'm like, I promise you, I'm going to call you back in 3 minutes. 3 minutes. No more than 3 minutes.
I couldn't hear that part. I didn't hear anything. The only thing I heard was numbers. I said, well, she want my phone number. I was like, but I think it's in the system, but I'm going to just give it to her again.
It was in the system, but I still wanted to write it down. Just be for sure. I just wanted you to, you know, kind of.
Because I heard with numbers.
Yes. So, and the reason you no longer working, you said it was COVID-19?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with the help of federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you a temporary pin. Don't try to access the old account anymore, okay?
Okay. Yeah,
use this pin. Use this pin. You can change it whenever you want. And don't Don't change it back to what you had it as, or just keep it as this.
I make the key. I keep it on you. Give me.
Okay. The PIN number is 1490. And today is the 28th. So it basically certified you for Sunday, which was the 24th. So you don't have nothing to do until this Sunday coming up. Did you get that PIN 1490? Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
One second, ma'am. No. No.
My very first time filing the claim, they gave me that PIN, and it wouldn't work.
The 1490 PIN?
Uh-huh, but when I did the PIN that I had made up, it worked. And that's what I was using. I accessed it before with that PIN, and it wouldn't. So hopefully everything is squared. I don't know what was going on with the old one. Why, yes, I kept suspending my...
Me either, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I hear you very well.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
I'm moving and stuff. Okay.
So you said no need to file for this week.
No, just wait until Sunday, or you can do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday before 5 p.m. Like, just whatever day you do it, make it your set day for you to do it every week that you're out of work, okay?
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but it's not yet approved. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Except where any requirement has been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim, eligibility requirements for the COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed, otherwise provided additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am?
So, I come back to work and I still haven't got approved. What do I do?
Because
I don't know if it'll be approved in just for the 2 weeks that I'm off, or I don't know.
Ma'am, then that's when I think you have to contact the inquiry, honestly. Or
okay.
You could just keep filing, and then you can let them know that you went back to work. And then when you contact the inquiry line or something, because from that point on, it might stop it letting you file. Then that's when you contact the inquiry line and let them know what you're trying to backdate it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All righty. If there's nothing else, I want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line and ask that you enjoy your day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being patient. You have a good day, ma'am.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.